USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl champions. Tom Brady winning his seventh Super Bowl title, defeating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. Brady found longtime target tight end Rob Gronkowski for two touchdowns in the first half, finishing the night 21 of 29 for 201 yards and three touchdowns. The win is the second championship for Tampa Bay and their first since 2002. Brady's seven titles give him more than any NFL franchise, with both the Patriots and Steelers the closest, winning six in their history. And a tentative agreement has been reached between Chicago Public Schools and their teachers' union to get children in the country's third-largest public school district back into the classroom. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced the deal Sunday, and members of the Chicago Teachers Union will now vote to ratify it. Under the agreement, students would return to in-person learning in several phases, with pre-K students starting this week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Joe Biden sat down in the White House for a Super Bowl Sunday interview. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden was asked by CBS News' Laura O'Donnell what things will look like 1 year from now.
We're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual.
About Hunter's memoir.
It gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
The Iran nuclear situation.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
Relations with China.
And I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
On whether former President Trump should still receive intelligence briefings.
I think not, because of his erratic behavior.
The minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
And targeting relief in his stimulus plan.
I'm prepared to negotiate that.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Iran has called for U.S. economic sanctions against them to be lifted before it complies with the terms of a 2015 nuclear deal. But President Biden says he won't be lifting sanctions in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table. Biden has said he intends to rejoin the 2015 deal that former President Trump pulled the U.S. out of in 2018, but not until Iran stops enriching uranium. Senator Lindsey Graham says keeping the sanctions on is the right move. The South Carolina Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president shouldn't completely discount a policy just because it was put in place by Trump.
I think Iran is weaker today than they've been since the regime was started about 40 years ago. So if I were President Biden, I would keep the sanctions on until Iran changed its behavior. I would not want to go into an old deal with Iran because they've been up to no good for too long. So he's going to have three problems here. What to do with Iran differently than Trump, what to do with China different than Trump, and how to change Trump immigration policies without creating a run on the border. I would caution President Biden, because Trump did it doesn't mean it's wrong. Mm-hmm. So I would slow down if I were President Biden and reevaluate some of these Trump policies and keep them in place if they make sense.
And three-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka won the first match of the day at Rod Laver Arena in straight sets to open the 2021 Australian Open. The tournament, the first Grand Slam of the season, was delayed 3 weeks to allow for all coaches, players, and staff arriving from overseas to quarantine before the tournament started. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.